Hello, welcome to Minty Mondays, a space where you can get a fresh start for the week. Sunday nights can be hard, and Monday mornings can be even harder. I am just here to try to help you start off the week with a little motivation and a little hope to get you unstuck from whatever situation you're in. This episode, I want to talk about success after 30. I spent my late teens and 20s doing what I was supposed to do. I got my master's degree, worked, got married, had kids, settled down. I did have marathons, and I traveled some. Everything was good. But when I hit 30, I was like, what now? Is this what I envision? What did I envision for my life? The honest truth was that I never really envisioned my 30s. I just saw everyone around me start having knee pain and acting like they were decades older in the blink of an eye. I didn't know what I wanted, but I for sure didn't want that. And I already accomplished what I set out to accomplish, and then I was kind of bored. I had a crisis. I really had to sit and reevaluate what I wanted. I was a different person, and I realized that this isn't my first transformation and it won't be my last, and I needed to get a hold of myself. A lot of my friends I saw got into their 30s and they started school again. They changed careers, got divorced. My husband, when he was 28, changed his career and moved us across country. And that led me to believe that we all have these issues. Maybe we spent too much time trying to be who other people wanted us to be instead of focusing on what we wanted to be. It is okay to reinvent ourselves. It is okay to change who we are. It is okay to change what we believe. Why do we look at 30 and 40 and 50 as old? Why do we put age limits on goals? Why do we get old at 30? A huge part of society makes us believe that we have to reach success by a certain age to be happy, and that isn't true. So if you are 35 and you want to start acting classes, do it. If you're 40 years old and you want to run a marathon, do it. If you're 50 and you want to backpack Europe, do it. Do what you want when you want. And don't let people tell you that your best years are behind you. Now for your call to action. I will pull an affirmation, a quote, and a challenge for the week out of a bag. Use them as you wish, or don't use them at all. The affirmation for the week is, I have a bright future. I have a bright future. The quote is, unexpected kindness is the most powerful, less costly, and most underrated agent of human change. Sorry, I will read that again. I dropped the quote in the middle of reading it. Unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change. And that's by Bob Carey. So then the challenge is, go to bed early. That's a simple challenge. You can just do it or try it one day, because a lot of us don't get enough sleep. I do, because I make that a priority as a part of my health. I'll get headaches and irritable if I don't get enough sleep. So if that is you, Please try to get an extra hour or two of sleep. Have an amazing week. Remember your positive qualities and focus on your goals. Thanks for getting fresh with me. Talk to you next week on Minty Mondays.